So I'm gonna get to the main topic. I'm not gonna spend too much time here. I gotta get me some rest tonight. But we're gonna look into the state of the sex bot market, the world's best sex robot and AI sex doll companies. So this article is a little outdated. It's from 2023, but it's not too long ago. So let's look into this. So the long wait may soon be over. Life-size sex dolls combined with animatronics and artificial intelligence are starting to hit the market. Although they're still largely in the developmental stage, these prototypes offer inklings of what fully functional sex robots may look like in the not-so-distant future. With testing underway, this is also a time when public discussion may very well influence the design and appearance of artificial lovers, not to mention the ways in which people may interact with them. Today, you can already take home a robotic love doll or download an AI sex doll personality for romantic and sexual conversations. And while certain sex bot and AI sex doll projects are further along than others, rival companies are emerging that want a piece of this potentially very lucrative robot pie. Oh man, so it looks like the future is bright for those of us who have no hope at getting a girlfriend, because we might be getting one of these abominations. I'll take it. I could do worse. Realbotics Abyss Creations. A well-known frontrunner is Real Doll X, a project launched by Matt McCullen of Abyss Creations in California in 2015, is a private company, so investors eyeing the sexbot manufacturer unfortunately can't buy an Abyss Creations stock. It's likely you've seen McCullen's work if you enjoy watching TV and films. Abyss Creations makes the very popular silicone sex doll, the Real Doll, versions of which have appeared in movies and shows, including Lars and the Real Girl and Sons of Anarchy. The Real Doll X project in particular has created a robotic talking head that can be attached to real doll bodies and gives the illusion of sentience. These AI sex dolls are equipped with artificial intelligence thanks to the Android-only Real Doll X app. Reportedly named Henry, the doll would speak in a British accent. I don't want no damn Henry. Will weigh 84 pounds and stand 6 foot tall. Fuck Henry. Give me Henrietta. Okay, Harmony is the flagship female model, one of four options. The animatronic AI sex doll heads aren't cheap, starting at $8,000 each. Whoa. The Real Doll X app lets you create a personality that will integrate with the robotic head. Right now, it is only available on Android and costs $30 a year. Yet, you don't need a real doll body or robotic head to have a virtual girlfriend and enjoy virtual sex with an avatar. With the app, you can design a virtual girlfriend by choosing her body type, style, and personality. There's still a ways to go in developing its capabilities, but your AI companion can remember your name, your likes, and engage in some racy sex chats. Not only can you build your ideal companions, but you will also get access to the X-rated private room expansion. This feature allows users to explore erotic play, letting you choose various poses and acts while your companion is dressed or nude. Yeah, but you know, this is like, I feel like the Japanese have been all over this with stuff like Honey Select. What's that other one? What's that? Academy? Was it? Is it Artificial Academy? Forgot. But you know, they have like some Japanese age games where you can create your lover or lovers and customize them, you know, hip to waist ratio, boobs, face, hair, clothes, all that personality. You know, honestly, I'd rather play Honey Select than whatever the fuck this is. I need to get Honey Select. Okay. AI Tech Emma. Chinese company AI Tech released a humanoid animatronic sex doll called Emma in April 2017 after beginning development in 2013. According to company representative Lydia Sheen, Emma is made of food-grade thermoplastic elastomer, and she can move her head, blink, and talk to people in English and Chinese. The doll also has a full skeleton made of clad steel. Emma has built-in touch sensors that cause the robotic AI sex doll to moan when touched. The artificial companion can also be heated to 37 degrees Celsius, which is human body temperature. Ooh, buyers can choose from 5 head options, as well as various other customization choices, including height, skin color, and genital type, fixed and removable. Sheen added that Emma can remember your name and your interests, explaining that the more you talk with her, the more clever she will become. That might not be a good thing. The AI sex doll connects to the internet and can tell jokes and stories, share the weather, and even do math. The company also plans to add face recognition, automatic tracking, and other languages. However, Sheen said that customers with the right skills could add their own language because Emma supports secondary development. Other do-it-yourself training is optional if you want to change her name, teach her something new, or teach her to remember something like your hobbies and family members. Emma also has memory storage and an automatic upgrading system. Sherry Sweetheart sells Emma 4.0 for $2,260. Hey, that's not too bad. That's bad, but Miss Doll Oral Sex Robot. Miss Doll is a Chinese love doll company that began in 2018. It currently sells various types of synthetic companions. Although it is not on sale at the moment, the company had previously listed an oral sex robot for a whopping $999,000. You gotta be out of your goddamn mind, bro. Ain't no blowjob from a fucking robot worth that much. But it is infinite blowjobs. Just thought about it. We're talking about infinite blowjobs. Damn. I might need to rethink this. So this was on the Forever Alone board. So I got a sex doll. I dressed it up, buy her different clothes, talk to her, hugs, etc. Honestly, the best alternative to the dream relationship. It's kind of cool having a female-sized, realistic-looking, non-cheap doll all to myself. She has a great body and soft in the right places. This cope actually works for me. I can live with that. Yo! Damn! That sounds good. So let's look at some of the responses here. I mean, if this is you living your best life, then more power to you. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't considered getting one myself at one point in time. I would just say that while I think it's fine to talk to your doll, seek help if it ever starts talking back. You got me with that last sentence. Did she let you smash yet? She never says no, I bet. I got one too, had one. Take real good care of it. Be careful with the fingers and stuff getting dyed accidentally. Don't use dark clothing too much. Fuck me, I'm actually giving tips on a topic like this. My last plan for real, I hope the robot doll makes up to the market with the implementation of AI. Plastic is fantastic. Come on, Barbie. Okay, yeah, a joke. I'm sorry, like, good for you and all, but I'm gonna have to unfollow this sub now. Like, holy shit, I can't bear the thought of this being me one day. I'm not gonna wallow in this dark realm of sadness with y'all and let this type of thought life choice become normalized and rationalized in my mind. Farewell to you all. I share your struggles, but I might not be too far gone. Yeah, I don't blame you. You know, when you look at this level, right? When you look at that level of being alone and being a virgin to the point where guys are buying dolls and shit, I can see why somebody that's like closer to being normal would look at that and be like, nah, bro, I'm not going down this road. I'm done. I'm gonna go get me some pussy first thing in the morning, no matter what it takes. I feel you. You know, I think someone like myself, I'm definitely far gone. I'm far gone to where, like he said, like it's normalized and rationalized. Like, that's where I am. Like, this is normal to me. I can see a doll being in the back of the room, in my room. Don't be surprised. One day, I'm going to get on stream and y'all going to see a doll propped up in the corner of my bed. Like, that's where I am. But all jokes aside, I guess, like, for me, I've always been a believer in sex technology. So I don't see it as being something that's necessarily pathetic. Like, I love the possibilities that come with different types of technology. And like the same way you look at how phones advance over the years from like those big bulky cell phones that were like the size of your head, and then the flip phones, and then the iPhone 1, 2, 3, 4, Androids. Like, we basically have supercomputers in the palm of our hands now. That's how I look at sex technology and sex dolls and things like that. Like, I see it as being something that's empowering for men and maybe even women who, you know, maybe they don't want to deal with all the bullshit that comes with the modern dating market. You know, it can be a way for you not to have to worry about catching STDs, spending money on dates, spending money on women, dealing with toxic people. All kind of problems. And so that's why I like it. Like, I look at it as another example of how technology brings more convenience for mankind. Now, I think the issue and why some people look at it as being sad is because, you know, we're taking something that was originally just a very human experience, you know, a man and a woman, or a man and a man, and a woman and a woman, right? Whatever you're into. But, you know, it was human. It was real. It was authentic. You know, it was organic. And to move away from that into the artificial, into the plastic, the fake, the robotic, as enjoyable as that may be, I can see why some people might see that as being, quite frankly, disturbing. But I just lean towards being more amazed by the possibilities and the enjoyment and satisfaction that people can get from being able to enjoy something like an advanced AI sex bot or companion bot. Whatever you want to call it. I feel like companion bot is the more politically correct way of saying it. But I say all that to say this. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. And I feel like also, though, for some people, it's going to be a necessity. You know, I'm not one of those guys that believe that there's somebody for everybody. Some of us are just going to be fucked when it comes to dating and relationships. So for those individuals, why not have that? But, you know, I can see why that guy got so disturbed by this, though, right? Because even outside the OP, even the people responding to him were kind of like, yeah, I see where you're coming from. So it might be a little off-putting to see just how many people are going to ride with this guy and his doll. Yeah, good man. Real people suck. You are down bad, bro. You might have found temporary solution, but time will come when you will regret it. Don't waste too much time on this doll. But this guy says, this is actually not sad. This post is just a representation of tragedy. I am so frustrated how a person deserves to do such things. I don't know what kind of person he is in reality, but why would someone deserve to do this? And then this guy says, I don't know. When I had mine, I never actually used it for sex. I just hug it long enough until it's warm. Then pretend I'm cuddling with someone. Fuck, is this more or less sad than just using it for sex? So again, I can see where Squirrel is coming from. If you're not built like that, and when I say built like that, like someone like myself, someone who is genuinely happy without sex in a relationship, for me, a sex bot isn't about filling a void. It's, I'm just like, if I had a real doll or a sex bot, I'm just enjoying it for the fun and the entertainment that it can provide. But because I'm happy in of myself, I think I can have a healthier relationship with owning something like that. But I think for people who are seeking it in a state of sadness and deprivation, feeling deprived of love and intimacy, it can be a problem, because the time you spend on that doll is time you're not spending actually either pursuing a real relationship or at least getting yourself internally to the point where you can function and be happy without a relationship, right? So I think that just depends on the individual. But like I said, someone like myself, I could handle having a real doll because I'm not looking at it like, oh, this is how I feel the void. For me, there ain't no void. So I would just have fun with it. I've been here sucking on some damn plastic titties. I saw a very interesting documentary about men and their real dolls. It was quite good. Not shaming. I was trying to remember the name of it. I think it might have been the BBC documentary Guys and Dolls. I think I seen that too. This guy says, good on you. This doll can't take half of your stuff, can't leave you, can't take your kids away in overtime costs, less than a wife and a girlfriend. That's a good point too. You know, people want to talk about regret. How many people regret the relationships they've been in? How many people have suffered immensely due to the toxic people that they've been with? Again, alimony, child support, relationship drama, your girl calling the cops on you, physical abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, the cost and investment of relationships that don't pan out, STDs, of course, right? So you want to talk about regret? Damn, I mean, you can get it either way. It's not like pursuing real girls or real relationships is going to protect you from regret. You can get it on both ends of that spectrum, man. So this guy says, I'll be 100. I hope AI and robotics can become so advanced that this can be a valid option for me. Real people are too selfish, myself included. That's real. A robot spouse wouldn't ever demand anything from me, and that sounds ideal. Don't get me wrong. I like to be in a real relationship, and sacrifice does make the relationship more valuable to me, but I can't find anyone that I think deserves that from me. Yeah. I think this guy, see, he's thinking like me, right? He's hopeful for the future of this type of technology. And that's where I am. Shit, I hope it gets better and better. I'm thinking about it now, though, man. Like, just imagine you come home and, like, there's, like, a cute robot walking around. Oh, man. Not bad. I can see, because when you look at the type of conversations and attachment that a person can have, even with like a basic AI personality app or program. Now take that and mix that with like a robot or like even like a hologram type thing or something. I can definitely see people getting like very attached to it and enjoying it immensely. But again, I think there is a underlying sadness to it all, as far as like where we are as human beings, to where we would choose a robot, a doll, over another human, right? Like, that's where we are now, and that's kind of fucked up when you think about it. So here's another thread, but this one is on the Ask Me Anything subreddit. So this guy says, 1 year ago today, I bought a hyper-realistic life-size sex doll. Ask me anything. Okay. Do you bust wide in it? Condoms only, too much work to clean otherwise. So that's the thing about owning like sex toys. The holes don't self-clean like a vagina. So you got to clean it out after the fact. And you know, the thing is, after you bust a nut, as a man, you don't feel like cleaning shit up. You barely want to clean the nut off of you. Right? You, man, sometimes I, look, I'm not even gonna lie, bro. Sometimes, like, I'll beat off And I'll finish and I'll take my shirt off. I finally found an excuse to take my shirt off tonight and show off the guns. But I'll jack off and I'll take my shirt off and just wipe, right? Wipe my hand and just throw the damn shirt. And then jump into bed, bro. So who the hell feel like cleaning out a real doll pussy after you busting up, man? Sorry to ask what may be a difficult question, but do you consider yourself lonely or unattractive? I just can't wrap my head around why you felt you needed it. Friends with benefits is a thing, and whilst going through breakups isn't fun, you learn a lot from them that you can use to do better in the future. I know I'm probably being an ignorant asshole here, and I do apologize, but I don't understand why you wouldn't want the real thing, even if it doesn't last forever. And then the guy responds, I would consider myself lonely, but I'm fine with being lonely. It doesn't bother me, and I don't think I'd be happier if I wasn't. I would say I'm below average, but not attractive. I've had romantic interests, but I've chosen not to pursue any of them. Yeah, it kind of sounds like me, except I'm not lonely. I don't get that though. He says, I'm fine with being lonely. It doesn't bother me. Usually you're either lonely and it bothers you, or you don't feel lonely. Like, I don't feel lonely. That's the thing about it. I've never really felt lonely. I like solitude. I love people, but I love being by myself. And solitude is a must for me. And I think that's why I don't really get lonely, because when I'm alone, I get to enjoy solitude. I mean, there's always going to be opportunities to be around people. And a lot of times you don't even want to deal with that. Right? So I guess that's why I feel the way that I do. I personally believe sex isn't a lighthearted thing. I made the mistake of doing a one-night stand in high school, and I wish I had waited to be with someone I'm emotionally attached to. That's why I'm glad I'm still a virgin, because, you know, I still have the opportunity for my first time to be with somebody where there's some sort of like real connection. I doubt I'll have another sexual relationship with someone unless I'm certain they'll be a long-term partner. This is a little personal, but I used to be a pretty loud and obnoxious bully when I was younger. I realized it when I was 13 or 14 or so, and since then, I've had a huge personality shift. I'm more introverted and quiet than before, and I prefer my own company, whether it's because I'm afraid I attract the wrong people or I don't want to revert back and drive people away. I honestly don't know. I'm happy the way things are, not perfect, but satisfied. Can you change the temperature of it to feel more realistic? I've heard about people that keep theirs under heated blankets to warm them up, but it doesn't come with any built-in function. I personally just let it stay cold. It came with a little rod you could shove inside to warm the orifices, but I don't think it worked, so I threw it away. So that's definitely one of the downsides about the real doll thing, is that you have this cold doll that you're trying to embrace and things like that. But shit, man, look, crank up the heat in the house, cuddle with that bitch under the blanket. So we'll look at this one last. How pleasurable is sex with sex dolls in comparison to real sex? So this guy says, having had sex thousands of times with dozens of real women and hundreds of times with the only doll I've owned, I can say some sex with real women was better and some sex with the doll was better. The things that make sex with real people better is good chemistry, connection, and attraction. But that's not always there. You have to be a little lucky and also to spend a lot of time and energy to get to that point. Sex with a doll is 100 times better if you compare the amount of effort you put into the amount of pleasure you get. Doll requires no effort, but you can put in effort and I enjoy it. Dress her up, do makeup. It's exciting making her ready for sex. A bit of cleanup afterwards is simple. Compare that to hours of looking for a woman, talking to women, not being that thrilled and having issues, complications, miscommunication, etc. Even if you find a dream girl lucky and easy, she wants to go home when you want and have sex. Still, there's all her needs. She wants something. Dolls want nothing. All you need is imagination, and they feel so good, even better in many ways. Most women are not going to have a perfect body. The doll has exactly what you want. You literally design her. Pick boob size, height, hair color, and style, eye color. Even some fantasy you have, like elf or anime, vampire, or wildly improbable body size, like size double E boobs on a 5-foot woman. You want it, you got it. So you tell me, is it better with whoever happens to be at the same place as you, or your ideal perfect dream figure? Still, part of the pleasure of sex can be the input of the other person, and the irreplaceable joy of love and intimacy can only be imagined with a doll. So real women have the ultimate best sex potential. But again, doll sex is so much more incredibly easy. It's the smarter choice. For example, being the world's best chef is better than having delicious free food brought to you whenever you want instantly. It's a deeper, more meaningful accomplishment and has a profound impact on your life. But the free food for life is so much easier and also satisfying. It would be the simple and easy choice for 99% of people. I feel like this was a good analysis, because I think, and even without any experience, I'm willing to bet, and I bet all my money, that sex with a real woman will be better than with a doll. But when you only compare it like that, you're missing out on the reality of what comes with dealing with real women. And the good thing about this post was that he throws the entire reality of dealing with real women into the pot. So it's not like you just snap your fingers and you get the sex from a woman. It's a whole process involved. You know, how attractive are you, and what that does in terms of the difficulty of you even attracting women, having to talk to women, code approach women, going out on dates, things like that, compatibility, chemistry. How does she look? Are you able to attract and obtain a woman that looks anywhere close to your ideal? So when you find a good woman in a good situation, and yeah, that's going to beat the real doll any day. But the thing about the doll is that you have at least some semblance of your ideal woman, just in the form of silicone. And the sex is on demand. So, and it's on demand with no cost. So it's like, that's really the appeal of it when you think about it. So if you compare having a real doll to like a ideal relationship or a sexual encounter, then it's not going to measure up. But when you look at the reality of dating and sex, where most men have to put in a ridiculous amount of work to get any amount of sex, and then on top of that, it'll be sex with a woman they're not really attracted to physically, and then there might not even be a connection, you know, mentally or emotionally. So when you look at the reality of dating and dealing with women and the ups and downs of that and how bad it can get, on the lower end of the spectrum, yeah, the doll beats that. But on the higher end of the spectrum, where you have a woman, where there's a connection and you're attracted to her, then yeah, a doll isn't going to be able to compare to that. So I get where he's coming from.